This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. So happy you are with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. You know, a lot of people have been so confused during this COVID pandemic that we as a country have gone through. I just know that Americans have been through many, many, many emotions. And I have a question for our esteemed doctor today, someone who practices cannabinoid medicine in the Boston area. And I remember I was impressed with him years ago at one of the events that I went to, because he was one of the sounding boards of reason, and he was not someone from the Wild West saying, cannabis is going to cure everything, and it's going to take care of everything. He was like, let's just hold off a moment and look at what the science is showing us. And it's always about science-based. It's always about what the efficacy of this plant, which is a miraculous plant, is all about. And so we welcome back. It has been many, many years, and it is such a pleasure to have you back, Dr. Jordan Teschler. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It's Teschler. Not Teschler. Yep. Teschler, sorry. Yes, Teschler. Dr. Teschler, what have we learned about the use of cannabis in the past few years? I want to begin with that conversation.
It's a great conversation. It's a very broad question. I would say that we have really been filling in the gaps in our knowledge over the last few years. I don't think that there's been any sort of monumental revelation. But we have been gathering the kind of data that we really need in order to be able to say things, you know, with greater confidence and rely upon that expansion of knowledge. So I think, you know, we have more evidence than ever that cannabis can be helpful for pain management. We're starting to sort of really get a handle on best practices around that, and it tends to vary depending upon what the issues are. Certainly we've seen more data come out about cannabis around mental health, certainly, as you alluded, that's been impacted by this pandemic. And that's not all been rosy. Certainly the pandemic hasn't been rosy, but I meant the data on cannabis. Some of that has been reinforcing and reassuring, but we've also seen problems start to develop. And it really comes down to the ways in which cannabis gets used. So kind of going back to your point, it isn't a miracle drug. It doesn't solve everything. And there are right ways and wrong ways to approach it. And, you know, if we do it well, then it can be very helpful. And if we don't do it so well, you know, things can go awry and problems can develop. And frankly, to me, that sounds like every other medicine that we can talk about, right? I mean, I think people like to think of cannabis as this other thing, and they call it alternative and stuff. And, you know, to me, it's all medicine, and it has its uses and it has its risks, and we have to be smart about things so we get the best benefit while minimizing those risks.
When you first told everybody that your practice was going to be in cannabis, you're at Harvard Medical School, associate of cannabis specialists, what was the reaction?
Well, I think the best reaction was my mother, who I told when we were a large family gathering. And she's sitting across the table, and she didn't seem to react. I said, you know, like, I'm going to start a practice in cannabis medicine. And I just, she kind of nodded along, and like 2 minutes goes by, and her head snaps back around and pierces, you know, the piercing gaze, and she says, "You're going to do what?" but, you know, the interesting bit of that was, I think her initial reaction was just shock. Like, what are you talking about? But as she watched me go ahead and do this, I think that she came to understand, much like you said, that to me, this is about medicine. It's about taking care of patients and following the science so that we're really doing this well, and we're making sure that people are getting what they need and getting it in the best and safest manner. And you know, thinking about my colleagues, it was sort of the same thing. Like, I think that most people, especially here in the Northeast, you know, the expectation was going to be that all of my medical colleagues would think I've lost my marbles and gone off the deep end and stuff. But in fact, the reaction has generally been very positive. I think most physicians are curious about this and understand that there are limitations to the conventional meds, particularly around pain control, for example.
Yes.
So the idea that cannabis could be a helpful agent is very intriguing. They also, I think, in general, are grateful that this body of knowledge can be encapsulated by somebody like myself as a specialist, so that they themselves don't have to completely understand all the nuance and detail.
So let's talk about this for just a moment. We have a problem with mental health in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's been exacerbated, obviously, by COVID. And more importantly, we've never been very good about mental illness in this country on a good day.
Exactly.
We've never understood mental illness. We never understood the breadth of it, the depth of it, nor have we understood when those of us that are in the Boston area, when we go down the Mass Ave exit and we get off at Marina del Casa Boulevard, and we see the horrific sights of people passed out, not able to stand up. I mean, it is absolutely so disturbing to see human beings acting like this, hovering in groups and doing their drugs and falling down, and you say, you know, you want to go, you want to jump out of your car and rescue and help them. We have a serious opioid problem in this country, doctor. And I'm scared right now for all the people that went back, that were clean and sober, that had relapses this past year. And so, is there a role for CBD in conjunction with cannabis to help the veterans, to help people that have been addicted to opioids, and to maybe stop the potential opioid crisis to continue?
Well, you make a number of interesting points along the way in asking that question, and I think that the answer in its sort of broadest form is yes. The details are a little bit more complicated. If we're really following the science, there's not a lot of science yet on treating the addiction itself with cannabis or any other derivative of cannabis. What there are a lot of data on the use of cannabis for pain management. And so if we are thinking about folks where the issue is that they are using opioids, whether prescription or from the street, to treat pain, then it's very clear that we can use cannabis to treat their pain, and they may then be able to, and hopefully are then able to, reduce their opioid consumption. possibly to zero, but not necessarily to zero. The studies range from, you know, sort of 40 to 80% reductions. And, you know, that's really impressive. If you can get somebody down 80% on their opioids, you really reduce the risk associated with use of opioids. Whether or not that translates into people who, for whom pain is no longer kind of the issue and they simply have a sort of primary substance use disorder, that I think is kind of up in the air, and I'm not aware that we've really started studying that.
Yep. And we have to take a quick break. I am so sorry. We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. Inhale MD is the medical consulting group is with us today. The man that started this, his name is Dr. Jordan Tischler. And is that the correct website, doctor?
Yep, inhalemd.com.
And for those of you listening in the New England area, guess what? He is right here in New England. We have a lot to talk about with our doctor. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Oh, welcome back. It is such a pleasure to welcome. It has been years. When I first began the program, I knew that I wanted Dr. Jordan Tischler on, and it's been way too long. He is back with us today. He is a cannabis specialist practicing in the Boston area and, of course, Harvard, associated with Harvard University. And we're so thrilled to have you back, Doctor. It's a real pleasure. We have so much to talk about. One of the things, though, is I guess I just want to start out with, how do you know if cannabis is the right choice for you? And how do you know what to take in terms of dosaging, and is it a combination of CBD? Is it straight cannabis? How do you figure all that out, and how do you work with a practitioner?
I think that's a very good, deep question. So let me see if I can tease that apart a little bit. I think I would start by saying the what you use and how much you use very much depends upon the what's wrong, meaning why, what are we treating? So my approach to pain management, for example, varies by what hurts and when it hurts and how predictably it hurts. And so a classic example I would give is, a migraine-type headache, right? Comes on rapidly. You don't know when it's going to strike. It's not predictable. It's not all the time, hopefully. That's the time you might very well use inhalation, right? Because as we know, when we inhale cannabis, we have rapid onset. And we also know in the migraine literature that getting a medicine on board that stops the headache is important, because the headaches, when they get sort of more fully formed and out of control, can then become much more resistant to treatment. So being rapid with a migraine is important. But similarly, inhaled cannabis is relatively short in its action, sort of 3 or 4 hours. And again, if you succeeded in making that headache go away, then we'd like the medicine and its effect to go away. And so that's kind of an ideal scenario. And to contrast that, we might think about somebody who has really bad arthritis with their knee or their spine or something like that, who's in pain sort of 24/7. It's unremitting. And so for that sort of pain, we know actually that inhalation is a bad approach, because like any short-acting pain medicine, and this is true also of the opioids and things like that, when we use short-acting forms, we end up with a yo-yo effect. I feel better, I feel worse, I feel better, I feel worse. And we actually learn to anticipate the downward trend, and that actually makes the pain worse. And so long-acting medication is more appropriate and more successful for that kind of chronic pain, and that's where we get into things like edibles, which are slower to work, but work for a longer period of time once they get going. Let's see. What else did you ask in there? You asked about CBD.
Well, Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what's the difference? If I'm having a restless leg that keeps me up at night, if I am trying to deal with the stress in my daily life, would managing CBD and taking CBD be more effective for me?
Probably not. I think that CBD doesn't have a lot of data behind it at this point, particularly for the sorts of things that you've talked about. So I find that CBD specifically is something where, you know, the public has gotten much more excited than we clinicians based on the science. And I think that one of the issues around CBD is that it makes a really good product to sell. So lots of it is available and lots has been said and written in the lay press that doesn't really reflect what we know on the scientific side. So at this point, and the other thing is CBD more so than cannabis in general can also have some negative effect. And, you know, everyone says, oh, yeah, well, cannabis will make you stoned and paranoid and all that stuff. And, you know, there's truth to that. But that's sort of the stuff that you know, we can anticipate and deal with. But the issue of interacting with other conventional medications is a little bit harder to deal with, and that's where we see problems around CBD. So all of that being said, I'm not a big proponent of using CBD at this time. I think that there's a lot of research yet to be done, and sort of at the basic science level, you know, at the cell culture level, there's a lot of very interesting stuff. It's just not clear that this translates into human beings, you know, as a true therapeutic yet. I think that there's a lot more to be written about that, but it's not there yet. I think that there are a lot of people who are using Benadryl and similar over-the-counter medications for sleep. The complications from those anticholinergics are probably fairly minimal. You know, that story that you brought up is certainly concerning. I think that, generally speaking, the research has shown that the concern for the development of dementia with the use of these kinds of medications hasn't been borne out. Similarly, you know, there was some scare about dementia related to proton pump inhibitor medications like omeprazole and stuff like that. And that didn't turn out to pan out either. But, you know, there are some complications around Benadryl and that sort of thing. Particularly in men, it can make it particularly hard to urinate. And certainly we can see people getting groggy. And the short-term memory stuff is real and it's dose-dependent. It's not my first choice for people who have insomnia. Actually, to be honest, my first choice would be cannabis. And the way in which we approach that for people, again, depends upon what kind of insomnia they have, which is to say, you mentioned restless leg, which is sort of a mixture of insomnia with pain management, and people waking up a lot. That's something that we would typically approach differently than the person who says, you know, I just can't turn my brain off at night and I can't get to sleep. You know, just different approaches.
We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. InhaleMD is the website. You're in the, I say Boston area, but right close enough, Cambridge. You also do telemedicine as well, and it's inhalemd.com. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to find out who some of Dr. Tischler's patients are. Who's coming to see Dr. Tischler these days? And we will be back in just a moment. So much more to talk about. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. And we are having this fabulous conversation the full hour with our doctor, Dr. Jordan Tischler. He graduated from both Harvard College and Harvard Medical School. He was trained at Brigham and Women's Hospital and is faculty at both the Brigham and Women's and Harvard Medical School. He spent many years working with the underserved, particularly providing care for veterans, having treated countless patients harmed by alcohol and drugs. His observations had never seen a cannabis overdose, and it led Dr. Tischler to delve deeply into the science of cannabis safety and treatment. He is a speaker all over this country, and we're so thrilled he is with us today on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Welcome back, Doctor. So who's
Thank
coming
you.
To see you today? Who are your patients?
My patients tend to be older. So there's a 65, 75, 85 plus kind of crowd who come in with a range of issues from pain from arthritis and that sort of thing, anxiety and depression that seems to be very prevalent in the older crowd as well as the younger crowd. And then insomnia is a huge issue for older people. So that's kind of the biggest group of folk. I have another larger group that's kind of the middle-aged folk. Some of them are developing pain. Unfortunately, a lot of them have developed cancer and so have all of that going on, whether we're talking about pain from the cancer or we're talking about anxiety and depression for being told that they have a life-threatening illness, and then certainly complications related to the treatment. Again, pain comes in there, nausea, vomiting, poor appetite, all of those things. And then I have a smattering of younger folk, meaning sort of 20 to 30, who have, severe ongoing anxiety, or they have something on the autism spectrum. Maybe they have Crohn's disease, those sorts of things. But generally speaking, I think one of the things that people are surprised to hear about the nature or makeup of my practice is that the people tend to be fairly ill, meaning they've got real things going on for which we need to provide real treatment. And that's really the focus of my practice.
This is why I wanted you on, because I think that we don't understand that the treatment for many illnesses and diseases still needs someone who understands how the whole person works. And when you are in the cannabinoid field, dosing, and it always gets back to the dosing, doesn't it, is really critical, because if you're taking the wrong amount, nothing will happen. Or if you're using too much, the opposite can happen from what you want. And that's why it's really important to find a practitioner, if you can find a physician like Dr. Tischler. Imagine having someone actually work with you and help you figure out how to tricate. I mean, that's, to me, is just key.
I think that, first of all, absolutely key. It seems to me odd that just because we're talking about cannabis medicine, that somehow we're coming at this as a public from this other point of view, that it should be sort of like do it yourself, or get your advice from your buddy, or get your advice from the dude behind the counter. These seem to me to be very odd perspectives. Whereas if you had high blood pressure or back pain or whatever, and you would go to see your regular doctor, and they would say, here's the medication, and I'm going to write you a prescription, and here's how you take it, and here's the potential benefit, and here are the risks, and all of those sorts of things that kind of go into a normal encounter with the medical system, which we'll also acknowledge is not a perfect system, but I think it works better than asking at Starbucks how much CBD you should take. So, you know, I think that, you know, and a great example to your point is, you know, talking about depression and anxiety. Certainly we've seen through this pandemic that mental health issues, particularly those two, have really bloomed. And I'm seeing more patients than ever with those kinds of ongoing issues. But it's absolutely crucial, if we're going to take care of folks who have these issues, that we get the right approach and the right dosing. And if you ask in the cannabis world, you know, people will start talking about kind of wake and bake. You get up in the morning and before your feet hit the floor, you take a big puff of weed and you kind of do that throughout the day. Whenever you start to feel a little anxious. And we've got really great science on that that shows that that's exactly the wrong idea. That if you do that, your performance at work and school is likely to drop off. And that in fact, those kinds of, doses can likely lead to worsening your anxiety and depression. And we've got, you know, decades and decades of data on that. On the other hand, a low dose of cannabis that's taken sort of in the evening or right before bed can be very helpful. And I think part of the issue for a lot of people is that they think that it's the intoxication that you get from using cannabis that is the thing that treats the anxiety. And that's not strictly speaking the case. We're not entirely sure how it's working, but what we can say is that if you use that cannabis in the evening, and then the intoxication effect wears off over the course of the evening and the night while you're sleeping, there's continued anti-anxiety and anti-depression benefit throughout the next day, even though you're not stoned. And so clearly the cannabis is getting into our brains and fixing something, at least temporarily, that isn't directly related to the actual experience of being intoxicated. And that's a really powerful, if not very obvious, benefit. And that way we can use cannabis at very low doses and reap the benefit without having to be intoxicated throughout the day, which we know backfires.
Yes. And I want you to talk a little bit about anxiety and mental illness. Is there something more that we need to know that cannabis can possibly help with that?
Well, I think that there's a lot more science to be done on that account. And, you know, at this point, it's really hard to do this kind of research. But, you know, what we would really like at the moment is to understand not whether cannabis helps, but rather why it helps. And I think that we don't have that level of detail at the moment. Now, in fairness, we also know that the SSRI medications help too, and we don't really understand why they help. We know that they interact with the serotonin receptors, et cetera, and we also know the cannabis interacts indirectly with those serotonin receptors. But the why that actually translates into symptom relief, I don't think we know about either class of medication. There's a lot to learn about neurobiology still, but we can at this point say, look, SSRIs behave in a certain way and we can expect a certain kind of response from them that makes them useful in certain conditions like anxiety or depression. And we can also say, look, we don't really understand why the cannabis works either, but we can say that if we dose it properly and time it properly, we can expect a certain amount of similar benefits. It's also important for us to know that these things work reasonably well together, and that cannabis is not terribly powerful as an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medicine compared to those SSRIs. So it may be that if you have a little anxiety, then we can use cannabis. And if you have a lot of anxiety, we may need to use an SSRI for the sort of mainstay of treatment, but then that adding the cannabis gets a little bit more bang for the buck and also undoes some of the side effects of the SSRIs that people don't like the sort of lethargy or feeling like a zombie.
Yes, yes. So I was just going to say there's this... Yeah, it's a vicious circle that many people face. They're not active. They can't get out. They can't get out of bed. There's, you know, we're not really addressing the issues as I started out on this program talking about mental illness and how how it's really affecting so many and affecting so many families as well. We have to take another break. We will be back our remaining moments with Dr. Tischler. InhaleMD is his website. Check him out. And I'm Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. We will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Oh my gosh, what an hour this has been with our esteemed, havid doctor, Dr. Jordan Tischel. Welcome back, Doc. It's so nice to have you with us. Inhale MD, cannabinoid specialist, physicians that are cannabinoid specialists. I want to put that in front. I have some major concerns coming up because there is such a strange world that we're living in, because some states cannabis is legal recreationally and for medical use. Some states it's still not. And I am saddened to know that there are tens of thousands of men and women that are still in prison today, doctor, because they had possession of cannabis 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, and they're still in prison. It blows my mind to think that this is happening, that the reform in this country, that this is still an illegal substance, although CBD is no longer classified as a drug, that there's this dichotomy going on. How do you deal with the legal versus illegal use of cannabis?
That's, I think that the short answer is that nobody should go to jail for this stuff. And I think that we're seeing that trend slowly emerge, and I think that that's a good thing. And along with that, there's certainly a move to get people who are in jail out of jail and to expunge their records. And I think that's absolutely long overdue, and wholeheartedly support that. As you well know, I spend a fair amount of my time doing advocacy work through the Association of Cannabis Specialists. And, you know, what we're concerned about at the moment is that some of this enthusiasm for righting the wrongs of the past may in fact come back to actually harm medical patients. And what we're seeing in Washington is a lot of discussion around legalization, which isn't really the same as getting people out of jail. But what it really is it's going to make a national legal industry, and we're concerned about that, because if you look across the state, you talked earlier about lots of misinformation and false claims about cannabis that aren't backed by science, and we're concerned that ultimately if we go from complete prohibition on the one hand, which is not a good thing, to complete legalization, we're going to actually leave the patients high and dry, right? We're not going to have the kind of drive towards better science, better products, better regulation around how we physicians can take care of our patients. And so ultimately, I think the industry would like to treat patients just like another, you know, just like they do recreational users. And we know that that's not good for patients, right? We know that that's not a good source of information for them. It's not, doesn't provide them with the kind of ongoing guidance, that patients need, and doesn't respect the fact that they're fundamentally ill and need more care than somebody who's out to have fun on a Saturday night. And so we're really pushing in D.C. to not impede legalization, but to develop a national medical system as well, so that, you know, people who want to have cannabis on a Saturday night, that's fine. But people who are sick and who need medical cannabis done properly, that there's a plan in place for them as well. And we think that that really involves things like a prescription, right? So that when I take care of somebody, I can write down what it is they need to get and how much to need to use and when to use it. And then that gets carried through when they go to the store to get their medicine. And there's not a lot of arm twisting to buy other products or to contradict that kind of a plan. Because that tends
right.
to be
how
a lot of people's care.
How does it work today? If I came to see you because of an old knee injury that just won't go away, and you say, okay, let's try some cannabis for pain, do you have to still have a green card in this kind of a card to go to a dispensary, and does that still happen?
Yes. You know, at least here in Massachusetts, you know, you'd come to me and you would get, you know, an hour of my time in which we would talk about what's going on and how best to approach it and all this sort of educational guidance, right? At the end of which you would end up with a card and you would end up with written instructions on what to get and how to use it from me, which would ordinarily be a prescription, but in this area, it doesn't make the dispensary do what I said. And then what often happens is the patient then goes to the dispensary, and the dispensary agent says something like, and this is a direct quote, "I don't know what your doctor's talking about. Forget what he said. I'll tell you what to do." And so
oh, yeah.
I'll often say, look, go and spend $50 on this medicine, and then people come back with $400, and
absolutely.
Then it didn't work, you know?
Yeah. Listen to what the doctor is saying. InhaleMD is his website. Thank you so much for sharing insights into what it's like to have a cannabinoid specialty in the Boston area. And I so appreciate it. InhaleMD.com. Thank you so much, Doctor. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I am Frankie Boyer. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
That's the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.